Back here on Downtown, we head to the G&M Family Market phone line to talk with UFC fighter Ross the Real Deal Pearson, who will be facing Chad Laprise as part of UFC Fight Night Brisbane this Saturday at 10 p.m. Ross, welcome to the show.
What's up, man? How's it going, guys?
Doing very well, and we wanted to start this conversation talking about how you really got into MMA, and you decided to ultimately leave your job as a bricklayer to pursue pro MMA.
I've been involved in martial arts my whole life. I started off at a young age in taekwondo at five, and moved into judo, and then went into amateur boxing. But I really discovered the UFC in my later teens. I always knew that I wanted to be a fighter. I always knew that that's the profession that I wanted to do. But at a young age, how do you go about telling your parents that you want to be a professional fighter? You know, it was just a dream. I guess Michael Bisping opened the door for us, basically winning the Ultimate Fighter season 3, and I showed my parents this, and they couldn't really believe that this is what I wanted to do with for a living. But they showed full support. They've always supported me. They're my biggest fans, and without their help, I don't think it would have been possible for me to actually get here. They've been amazing support for me, and they support everything that I do. But I've always knew that fighting is what I want to do. It's who I am. It's how I express myself, and I'm happy doing it. You know, I enjoy doing it. I love fighting. I love training. And yes, it gets stressful. Yes, it gets annoying cutting weight, and it's frustrating at times, but I wouldn't change it for the world. You know, I've been in them bad jobs where you don't get paid a lot of money. I've been on a building site when you're freezing cold and you don't want to go to work, and your back's hurting and you're having to shovel together to get scrub money together, you know, just to make ends meet of anything. And that's made us the person that I am today. That's made us realize how lucky and fortunate I am to be fighting in the UFC and being here for so long. Still competing with the best and still doing a great job putting on a show for what the fans want to see. You know, at the end of the day, the fans want to see us fight. The fans enjoy watching me fight, and I honor myself on that. And I'm proud of what I've achieved and where I've come from.
Now, you mentioned the Ultimate Fighter, and can you take us back to your season in which you ultimately ended up being named the Ultimate Fighter, winning that season?
Yeah, season 9. It was Michael Bisping versus Dan Henderson, UK versus USA. It come at an interesting time for me, you know. I was pretty much beating everyone on the UK scene, and the next step was to go European or take a bigger step. But then the option for the Ultimate Fighter came along, and I couldn't resist, you know. It might have been a little bit too soon as a fighter for my career, but I jumped right at the bit. I never shied away from it. It was an amazing time. I really did enjoy the show. I had fun doing it. It was a dream come true for me, getting to train twice a day, training with Michael Bisping, being in the UFC, all the lights, the camera, being in Vegas, you know. At this time, I was still just a kid from the northeast of England with a dream of actually fighting in the UFC, and this was my opportunity to get in there and ensure that I could do it, you know. But it was a nerve-wracking time, and a lot of questions went through my head. I was still young. It was interesting, but I think it paved the way for me being in the UFC for so long now. I realized what it takes to be a fighter. I realized what it takes to be in this sport for a long time. And, I've kind of just grinded away with it, you know. Understood all them things from a young age.
Now, this is going to be your fourth time fighting in Australia, and two victories already on Australian soil as well. Is there any difference in the feel leading up to the fight, fighting down under on that continent, as opposed to in Europe and England or even stateside?
No, it's very similar. It's very similar to England. Obviously, the weather's a lot nicer. The sun's shining, and people are at the beach, and, yeah, that's the only difference. But the fans here are very, very into the fighting. It's a lot like the Irish and the English. They just love to be entertained by the good fight. That's why I get such a lot of respect here. I am not this brash talking bullshit, you know. I just go in there, I put on a show, I entertain the fans, and I'm respectful, you know. And I think fans appreciate that at times, you know. I don't talk crap. Doesn't matter if we like each other, we don't like each other. I go in there and fight 100%, and I give it my all, and that's what I get. I get respect from the fans for that, and I appreciate every fan that shows respect to me, and I get a lot of support here.
We're talking with Ross the Real Deal Pearson, who will be facing Chad Laprise as part of the UFC Fight Night in Brisbane this Saturday at 10 p.m. Now, let's go back in time to August of 2014, because we're broadcasting, actually, ironically enough, just down the road from where you fought against Graham Maynard back here in Bangor, Maine. Do you have any memory of your time in Bangor, Maine in that fight?
Yeah, I love Bangor. Bangor is a cool place. It was very quiet, very peaceful. It was relaxing time. It was nice to be there. It was nice to be in America and be able to cross the road and cross the road in 30 seconds, not in California. It takes you 15 minutes to cross the road. It was very peaceful. I enjoyed my time there. It was actually, the weather was really nice. It was like a spring, autumn kind of. It was nice. The sun was out and the weather was and the sun was shining, but it was cool. It was a nice weather. It was a good time. I had a good time and a good fight in Bangor, and the fans showed a lot of interest with it being the first UFC there, you know. So the fans were hyped, and it was a good time.
A great event, and I was there for sure, and loved your fight as well. I think it was second round knockout, so congratulations on that one. Now let's talk about the upcoming fight. Is it difficult for you to now have a new opponent to prepare for this late into camp?
No, I mean, a fight to fight. At the end of the day, we're going to go in there, and we're going to try and take each other out. I've just had to change up a few things, a little aspects, not a lot. Chad's a little bit more technical on his feet than what Abel was. Abel's a bit of a wild swinger, and he doesn't have a lot of stand-up. He doesn't put his kicks and punches together where Chad does. But I think that benefits me more. I do better with strikers than I do with wrestlers. So I feel Chad's going to come in there, and he's going to come and try and take me out, and he's going to try and build his career off my name, which isn't going to happen, you know. I'm going to go in there and I'm going to break him. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. I've got the power, I've got the speed, I've got the precision, I've got everything to take this guy out. I think the difference in this fight is I want it more than him. I can take his shots, but he can't take my shots, and I'll ultimately end up finishing the fight.
Ross, the Real Deal Pearson, will be facing Chad Laprise as part of UFC Fight Night in Brisbane this Saturday at 10 p.m. I was looking at your Instagram. You seem like you're enjoying Australia, milking king brown snakes and everything. So hopefully the rest of your time is calmed down and you get ready for the fight, and we wish you the best of luck.
Okay, thanks, man. Yeah, I love Australia. The fans here are great. The weather's beautiful, and I'm excited to fight on Sunday morning.